Next item.
Item 955, David Campbell Memorial Board, report to council.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you very much, Mayor. We're going to have our honored guests come up here. They've been with us for a while. They're going to shake out their cobwebs a little bit. Gentlemen, please. It is a singular honor for me, Mayor, and colleagues to make the opening remarks on this in Commissioner Saltzman's stead. Today we honor firefighter Brent Kimple with a Bronze Medal of Valor for his outstanding efforts during the Northwest Gleason gas explosion last October. Firefighter Kimple protected Lieutenant St. John with his own body, even though he was hurt during the blast. He rendered initial care and took over as the lead paramedic. Once Lieutenant St. John was transported to the hospital, Firefighter Kimple received care but returned to the scene to administer additional treatment to other injured citizens. Now, this type of exceptional bravery needs to be recognized and celebrated. And today we pay honor to Firefighter Brett Kimple, a true hero. Colleagues, we know that public service is a calling, but it is also hard and often includes personal sacrifice. Our firefighters are on the front lines of very dangerous work, and they risk their lives every day to protect the community they serve. The sacrifices these firefighters make must not go unnoticed. Today, we salute one of the bravest who serves the public with great honor. And I'd like to hand the presentation over to Fire Marshal Nate Takara to take it over from there. Thank you, sir.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Nate Takara. I'm the Fire Marshal Portland Fire and Rescue. Unfortunately, Chief Myers was not able to make it today. He sends his regrets. With me is Trustee Paul Cora, as well as the honored firefighter, Brett Kimple. Thank you very much for allowing us time here to recognize firefighter Brett Kimple. Presenting an award here would be Trustee Paul Cora, if he looks familiar. He's a retired firefighter. He served the city of Portland for 31 years, and he retired in 2012. And currently, he holds a position as a trustee on the David Campbell Memorial, which he has served for 30 years. Trustee Cora.
Mayor, Commissioners, thanks for having us. Commissioner, thanks for reading that. I had a statement, but you think you covered every single bit of it. I've been part of the David Campbell Memorial Committee for over 30 years, and this is only the third time we've actually handed out this medal. I am honored and privileged and taken back by what firefighter Brent Kimple did. And with that, I'd like to hand out the medal to him.
Can we do that together?
Yes, absolutely. Well,
Mayor?
Please.
Commissioner Fritz, we have some language about the honoree today. And would you do us the honor of reading that, please?
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, I know folks watching at home, including my parents in love, would be would really like to know the details here. This is what Commissioner Fish said. It was about the Northwest Gleeson gas exposure. Although firefighter Brett Kimball was hurt during the blast and bleeding from the head, he rendered initial care and took over as lead paramedic for Lieutenant St. John, who was severely injured in the explosion, and firefighter Kimball did not relinquish lead paramedic duties until Lieutenant St. John was on a stretcher to be transported to the hospital. He protected Lieutenant St. John with his own body and knelt at his feet, feeling that his SCBA, which presumably is a protection thing, would protect both of them should another blast occurred. Once Lieutenant St. John was transported to the hospital, firefighter Kimball received care for himself and then talked his way out of being on the first ambulance in order to return to the scene. He continued administering additional treatment for other injured patients. He was then forced into being transported to the hospital so that he could receive his own treatment. That is exemplary of the kind of dedication that so many of our public servants put in, day out. So I just wanted to give the full details of what exceptional service this was. And again, thank you so much.
Firefighter Kimball, would you like to say a few words?
Just thank you for the opportunity to serve. I have a great job, and I'm grateful every day to be a part of a great organization and my family. And I thank the citizens of Portland for the opportunity.
And we're honored to have you. Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you. Thank you. Next item, please.